A report into the recent devastating Table Mountain fire has been released. The investigation found the massive wildfire was started intentionally. So that huge fire we saw in April, which affected UCT and Table Mountain, SANParks has been probing that blaze. Two separate investigations were conducted to determine the cause, liability, and financial impact of that fire. So in the report on the SANParks investigation, it found that CCTV footage showed that a vehicle was parked close to the area concerned just before the fire started. Rob Erasmus is a wildfire investigator who did this investigation. Rob, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. So you studied the CCTV footage in the area. What did it tell you and what did you find?
Studying the CCTV was one of the methods we used. We studied many hours of footage, and we were able to determine that there was a vehicle of interest that was driving very, very slowly past the area where the fire had started, and within 2 minutes, smoke started trailing up from the bushes very close to where the fire vehicle had stopped. We have ruled out other possible causes, including natural and accidental, and at this stage we are exploring the possible connection between this vehicle of interest and the fire.
So at this stage, have you been able to determine who may have been in that vehicle, who the vehicle belonged to, identify any suspects?
At this stage, no. So we haven't been able to determine the registration number of the vehicle. We are appealing to the public if they have any information, if they were driving past that site on that Sunday morning about 9:20 or 9:15, if they had seen the vehicle parked there or driving along that area, if they have any information, they can contact us so we can assist us in the investigation.
So just to remind people, exactly where and which vehicle are you referring to so that they can maybe trigger their memory?
So we're looking at a white sedan that was driving really slowly along the entry past hospital bend inbound towards the city of Cape Town. It had been driving for about 400 meters along the shoulder of the road at a walking pace. And then when it reached the split in the road where the one road goes along the old Duval Drive, Philip Cassano Drive and Nelson Mandela Boulevard, at that fork, they drove back onto the road again and then proceeded on towards the city. And it was in that location where the fire started, very close to the road.
The investigation, as I understand it, also revealed that no fire breaks were put in place.
That is an unfortunate incorrect reporting, and we have asked the media house to correct that. But we can assure you that the fire breaks were in place and they had been maintained.
Okay, I am reading from a report here, so I'm glad you clarified that. Thank you very much. And then a 10,000 reward has also been issued, as I understand it, for any information.
That is correct. We've offered a 10,000 rand reward. I know the city has suggested they might be adding to that as well. But we are pursuing all avenues. Our main avenue of investigation was studying and analyzing many hours of video footage, CCTV footage, traffic camera footage, to try and track where the vehicle came from and where it went to. Unfortunately, those cameras are for traffic management purposes, for traffic flow. They weren't designed to identify vehicle Spot. Registration plates, not those set of cameras. So unfortunately, we haven't had any further success as far as the vehicle identification is concerned, although we do have other information, and we're hoping, say, that information from the public will help us to verify and as far as the information is concerned on that investigation.
Rob, thank you so much. Thanks for setting that all out for us. Rob Erasmus is a fire investigator who's been looking at that investigation, of course. So SANParks suspects arson in that huge Cape Town wildfire, which we know affected UCT, large parts of Table Mountain as well. And as Rob is saying there, if you could identify that vehicle, if you happen to be in the area, please, they are appealing for information. They're also looking for 10,000 Rand reward that they're offering as well, if you do have any information relating to who may have started that fire.